Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, as it was in the days of Noah, so will be in the days of the Son of Man. They're eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they're eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is in the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. Likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed, one will be taken, the other left. There will be two women grinding meal together, one will be taken, the other left. They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Today there's two optional memorials of saints that we can celebrate today, very different. St. Margaret of Scotland. The other is St. Gertrude the Great. There's a commonality between the saint we celebrated yesterday and today. Very rarely does the church ever proclaim someone a great, and yesterday was St. Albert the Great. And today is St. Gertrude the Great. These two saints have a couple things in common. Number one is that they're both German. And second, St. Gertrude the Great was one of the greatest women intellectuals in the Catholic Church. St. Albert the Great was the greatest intellectual in the world before his student passed him. His student was Thomas Aquinas. Okay, given that this saint is so great, we have very little time. I'll tell you one story in her life. She was a great intellectual, but she was a mystic too. And God favored her with many wonderful visions that are very catechetical. Here's the story. She was praying, and she had a vision of Jesus in heaven. Jesus was dressed in white, and Jesus had a pile of golden coins. And the pile was very, very high. Right in that moment, Jesus was placing a glimmering golden coin on the top of the pile. And St. Gertrude said, "Lord, what's that? What is the pile of golden coins, and what is that coin that you're placing on the very top?" And he said, "I'm storing up a huge treasure in heaven for you, because every time you pray a Hail Mary with love, you have another beautiful, glimmering, golden coin." So you people want to be millionaires? Hello? You want to be spiritual millionaires. Love Mary and pray as many Hail Marys as you can with great love. Amen.